There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Ooh.
You ready?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's find love. Second chance time, baby.
Welcome to the winter of our discontent. A little thing we call second chance romance, where we go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Holly Roberts! Who do we have today?
Well, we're starting with Brian.
Remember Brian from last Thursday, Jace? We had some reception issues.
Oh, we're
going to try this again.
So it's a second chance for our second chance.
Yes.
Oh, I love this. We've never had this happen before. I love it. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Can you guys hear me this time?
Yes. You sound great.
Oh, great.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Doing well. Thank you. Thanks for calling back, Brian. We appreciate it. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. For people that missed even your first appearance, tell us about your date, please.
Well, my date was with Maggie. We met on Bumble, and we really did hit it off on Bumble. She's just my type, sweet, petite, funny. Ended up meeting each other in person, and the energy was still there, too. We met at one of my favorite bars. You guys familiar with the Bulldog in downtown St. Paul?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, it's great there.
Yeah. Hotel. So we met there. We were vibing. She was really cool, and everything was great until my ex-girlfriend showed up.
Okay.
All right. Well, we always ask if something weird happened, and that'll do it.
Oh.
Yeah. Brian on take two, giving us the hits, man. I love it. Just cutting to the chase. He's like, I already said this. I told you this. Oh. Cutting to the chase.
I like her. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hmm?
Well, yeah. How did that? I'm sorry, we didn't mean to interrupt you. Finish it. How did the rest of it go there, Brian?
Well, yeah. Look, you guys were right to react that way. I did the same thing when she showed up. You know, her name's Lauren. She's my ex, and she was there with her girlfriends, and she was drunk and acting out. And you know, they were having a good time, but still, it was just kind of uncomfortable. So I ended up pulling her aside, asked her to leave. She understood. So her and her girlfriends finished their drinks and left.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you notice, so that happened. I'm sure you looked over at your date, Maggie. I'm sure you looked over.
Are you here still?
No, I'm just saying I forgot her name. I mean, I had to look at her sheet. I'm sure you looked over. Did you notice a change at that moment? Was there a vibe change, or how did it end? I guess I'm trying to ask.
Well, I didn't notice any type of major vibe change. I know she had like this look on her face, kind of questioning things, but explained it to her. And after my ex left, we ended up just continuing to have a good time. And you know, she understood. At least that's what I thought. And that was one of the reasons why I liked her even more after that date. We ended up finishing up a couple of drinks, and we had a fun night.
Oh, how fresh is this breakup?
4 months. We've been broken up about 4 months, and it's because of her drinking, by the way. So, you know,
okay.
It was kind of, like, good to see that reminder that day. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any more, Collie? Lex, any more questions before we move on? Anything? No?
No. I mean, but you feel like Maggie wasn't affected by seeing your ex, and you had a good night, and now you want to reconnect.
Right, exactly. And, you know, at the end of the day, I ended up walking her to her car, and I had been apologizing to her that night for my ex's behavior.
Yeah.
You know, but she told me, like, she seemed to have had a good time too, and I told her that I had a good time. She seemed open to seeing me again. But then I texted her the next day and haven't heard from her since.
Well, we're going to get to the bottom of it. And again, thank you for calling back. If you just tuned in, we had problems with Brian's reception a couple days ago. So, Brian, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear everything that comes next. All Maggie knows is that we're calling about a date. So she was willing to do it. She knows this is a segment about dating. So hold on, Brian, just a second, okay?
Okay.
So how?
I'm scared.
Maybe the universe was telling us something when we couldn't get a hold of Brian the last time.
He had the reception. Okay. Was there for a reason?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and put Maggie up, Holly.
He's nice, though.
He does. Yeah. Brian seems like a good guy. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for doing this. We know it's weird to be calling into a radio show, so you're live right now. Holly told you that this is a dating segment. So, do you remember going out with a guy named Brian?
Brian, yes. Okay. I remember going out with Brian. That would not be easy to forget.
Well, you kind of answered my question there. So it is our understanding, and this is why we're calling, it is our understanding that there wasn't like a second date. So we're calling if we can get into your business a little bit more. Is there a reason why there wasn't anything else with Brian?
Well, it was a good date with Brian up to a point. His ex-girlfriend showed up at the place where we were. I'm not really sure if I should like be naming names or places or whatever, but she showed up at this bar, and that's when things got very weird. Like she, you know, a quick hi or like, you know, what quick hello or, you know, stop would have been fine, but she was literally, you wouldn't know that she was his ex. I mean, she was all over him. She was touching him, she was flirting with him. She had like three friends with her, and even they were looking at me like, sorry, this is weird, you know? Yeah. And it was just bizarre and uncomfortable, and I'm not looking to get engaged, you know, but this was just like, I could smell the drama, you know what I mean? Like it's just too much drama, and I don't want that. At all.
Got it. Yep.
Okay.
Get weird.
Well, Maggie, we're going to be honest with you. We got your information, obviously, from Brian. So that's how we got a hold of you. Brian is actually on the other line and has heard this. So we want to try to figure this out. Holly, if you can put Brian up. Brian, you're on now. Go ahead and say hi to Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I'm okay. Look, I'm sorry. And I apologized to you that night, and I'm apologizing to you right now. But I can't control what my ex-girlfriend does. You know, if she didn't show up, let me just ask this question. If she didn't show up, do you think we would have had a nice date?
Mm. Yes. I mean, the answer to that is yes. But I consider that she's a big red flag, you know? Like, one of her friends said you guys used to go there all the time to that bar for happy hour. Like, that was one of your places.
Yeah, that's true. It's my favorite bar. But that was why I wanted to take you there, was to show you my favorite bar. I didn't have any idea that she was going to show up that night. We don't have to go there next time.
Yeah, but you know, it's like, why would you think of going there? You know what I mean? Like, I just think, honestly, Brian, like, I'm not trying to be mean, but I think you like the attention of, like, thinking that she's going to show up and there's going to be, like, a little conflict, a little bit of a fight over Brian. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. That's That's not my vibe. It's gross. Not happening.
That's your opinion. That's your opinion. And you're wrong, but I can't control what you think. So.
Right.
All right, you two. Hey, Maggie, Brian. So we ask this every time. If we paid for a second date, would you be interested, Maggie?
No. No, thank you. Second date, I think, is only happening in Brian's dreams, I'm sorry to say.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well,
take care of yourself then.
Yeah. Guys, yes, I... Brian, you sound like a good guy. You're not going to have any problems meeting. It just didn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Feel like Chuck Woolery here. But Brian,
maybe a different location next time,
that's
Brian.
Right. Yeah.
You're probably right about that. Yeah.
Lessons learned. Uh-huh. Brian, thanks for calling in again. Maggie, thank you. As we always, you're just a good sport. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, that was a stinker.
Oh, man. That is uncomfortable. Oh.
Well,
come on.
Probably not a good idea to take a new date to, like, your old haunt.
No.
You know what I mean?
Especially if your ex could show up.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Again, seems like a good dude, but... Yeah.
Luckily, we're going to be saved by a half-price deal, right?
Uh-huh.
We do have a half-price deal?
We have a half-price deal.
Please tell us more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this week's half-price deal, launching right now, is 30 units of Botox at Aesthetica for half off. Aesthetica Skin Health and Wellness Center is offering half off Botox. Experience a younger, smoother looking skin with 30 units of Botox, a $330 value for just $165. Valid for new patients only.
Very nice.
Thank you. It's available right now.
I need to smooth out my furrowed brow after that second chance romance experience.
That's right. I need a change of pants. That's right.
The 11s are showing. You need what kind of pants?
I have 14s. Are you kidding me? When we come back, Holly Roberts has a full-size dirt alert next.